soul to soul, and spirit to spirit. Good afternoon. I am really encouraged, based on the feedback I've received this week, that we are beginning to understand and actually put into practice living the impersonal life, which is what breaks the illusion. We know by now that the only illusion there has ever been is a sense of separation from God. The only illusion is a false sense of self. And whatever direction we look in, whoever we are looking at, whether our own lives, or someone else's, we are looking at a separate self. A self that has a separate life from God life. And this is the only illusion that there is. You might say, rather than the belief in two powers, it is the belief in two lives. My life here, my individual life, which has this problem and this other problem, but also has these good things, and God life somewhere. And if I just learn to pray, I can somehow pull God into my life. I can bend God's will to my will, and I can make this supply appear. I can make this companion appear, or I can make this health appear. And if not for myself, I'll do it for my children, or I'll do it for my friends or my neighbors. All of this, of course, comes under the heading of an illusory sense of life. We know now also that these are concepts. There is one life, God life, and it permeates all that is because it is all that is. And in my higher elevations of consciousness, I have experienced this one self as the only self, as yourself and myself, consciously felt that, or consciously had the awareness of that one being, the I. So I know it's not a theory. It's the actual reality of all that is. And these other lives that we see, that we experience, well, that we see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, these are concepts about that one life. And so we should understand now that the entire spiritual path is really making that transition within from a belief or an experience of God and another life to the conscious awareness that God is the only life. This transition within our consciousness, within our conscious awareness, is the entire spiritual path. And so stepping out of the graves is stepping out of the concepts, the tomb of mortality, or the tomb of beliefs in mortality, into the conscious awareness of the living God as omnipresence, omnipotence, and omniscience. It's really one giant step. And so we have made a beginning if we've come to an awareness of what it is that we are really doing. We read in the Wisdoms, it says, the very first step is to realize that all problems must be met within our consciousness. Therefore, if we have come to this understanding, then of course we will stop trying to work on anything out here, knowing that it is a misperception of the sense mind. Concepts formed in the mind, covering up or hiding the one infinite Christ. So now we know what we must do, and hopefully this week we've received some principles to practice. I really enjoyed reading some of your responses to how you are putting this into practice. It was quite a joy to me to see that you're discovering the same things that I am. Whenever I am presented with a problem, let's say a problem in finances, or a problem in relationships, or a problem in health, any problem. With this new understanding, I can look at it and I can sit down and grapple with it and say, what is this I'm looking at? And every time, without exception, I will see that it's a problem of a personal life. A personal sense of self is having this problem. A personal life. This is not taking place in the one impersonal Christ consciousness. This is happening to a personal sense of self. But God never created a personal sense of self. God never created one. Not one. God itself expresses as infinite individuality. There's nothing personal about it. I'm sure you've read and heard, there is no God and. So then this picture is one of those universal world concepts. And now I've got it in my mind. It's being presented to my consciousness as a personal life that needs repair. And I don't know about you, but I am tired of trying to repair a personal sense of life. We talked about it before. It's like spinning plates on top of sticks. You get one going pretty good, and then the other starts to wobble. You run over there and repair that, and then a third starts to wobble. And just when you think you have them all going at the same time, one of them falls completely off the stick. That's a personal sense of life and trying to run around and get it going, get it harmonious. And even if we try to apply spiritual principles to the picture, we are still trying to repair a personal life. While all the time, the Christ of us, God itself, is saying, awake, awake. Step completely out of that whole mode of living. So, this problem being presented to me is a personal problem, isn't it? It's happening to a person or to a group of persons. And so that's my first step, is to recognize Well, here I am being presented with a personal sense of self, a concept of a life. And now I have it being presented to my consciousness. So what am I going to do about it? Well, I'm tired, and I'm not going to try to repair it or fix it or patch it up. This is a part of that world hypnosis I've been told about. World thoughts. Ancient thoughts. Just floating in the atmosphere like the television broadcasts. They don't belong to anyone. Because there never was a personal self. So they're just part of not an ocean, but a river of world thoughts that sort of circle the planet. But since God never created a personal life, God never created these concepts. Not one. Then if God never created them, they were not made. So, where are they? What is the cause? And the answer is there is no cause. And where are they? Nowhere. If you believe that 2 times 2 is 5, I want you to show me where that misperception is. Take it out and show it to me. You can't. Because it's not a thing. It's a misunderstanding. And when the light of truth shines, and you see 2 times 2 is 4, and you understand it, this belief, this concept that 2 times 2 is 5, will never have power over you again. For all time, it is settled, it is solved. It is powerless, because it was a nothing. A misperception is not a thing. It's not something you can get a hold of. It's not something you need a power over. You don't need God to fix it. There is no it. It's not an entity or an identity. It's a nothing. There's no God life in it. There's no God's grace. God's grace is not in a misperception. God's grace is never in a concept. God's spirit is not in a concept. Whether a concept of good or a concept of bad, God is not in your concept or your concepts. That is what is meant by God is not in the whirlwind. All of these concepts connected to a personal life, this is the whirlwind. The whirlwind was not talking about something out there. All scriptures are referring to internal experiences. So God is not in the whirlwind of concepts. Well, then if this is impersonal, belonging to no one, for there's no one for it to belong to, and if God is not in it, God is not in this concept, then it is powerless. It is nothing. No thing. Now take the broader approach and realize this entire personal life I've been looking at, thinking was mine or me, this entire personal life from the cradle to this very moment. This entire personal life was not made by God. This is concept after concept after concept. This is the whirlwind, and God is not in this whirlwind. What am I doing worrying about concepts? God never made them. Why am I trying to fix them? Let me drop the entire belief. Let me no longer go from problem to problem, back and forth, trying to get these spinning plates working. Let me drop that entire mode of life. Let me lay the axe at the root of the whole problem, God and a personal life. No more, no more. I'm not going to do it. There is no personal life here. From now on, if a problem presents itself to me and I see it as a personal problem, mine or yours or anyone's, I'm going to see, this is a personal sense of self. There is no self. This is a mixed up, convoluted concept of infinite God being. And so I'm not going to work on it. I refuse. I refuse to work on that anymore. Now, I am going within. I am standing on the principle of one. God is the only self. God, omnipresence, omniscience, omnipotence, divine harmony, divine peace, perfect being, perfect peace. God is the only presence. God itself is living itself as itself infinitely. Let me rest. Let me rest and perform my proper function. I have a function, and it is to be an avenue of awareness of God living itself. God is living itself as itself infinitely. And I watch, I behold, I stand still and I see the truth of being. Just as I saw that 2 times 2 is 4, and it set me free from the misbelief. Now, I am going to be so still that I see, really see, as a conscious awareness, God is living itself infinitely. And this conscious awareness will set me free forever from the misbelief that I have a life of my own, or that you have a life of my own, of your own. This conscious awareness will set me free from all time, from the belief that there is God and. In this conscious awareness of the presence of God, of the omnipresence of God, the belief in another self is dissolved. And it happens gradually in the beginning, as I constantly remind myself, wait a minute, here's that belief again. God never made that belief. That belief has no power. It's a shadow, a substanceless shadow. God is the substance of all that is. There is no other substance. Okay, I stop fighting. God, reveal your everywhere self. And we repeat this as often as we are confronted with a belief in a separate self, no matter what form it appears in. And God does reveal itself. You have the inner experience, the conscious awareness, or the feel of God's infinite, everywhere, omnipresent supply. You see, you don't have any supply. You don't need any supply. Take you out of it. That's a false concept. Drop the entire thing. Don't work on it anymore. Be still. Let God reveal that God is living itself. And God has infinite supply. It's God's supply, living itself, manifesting, expressing, revealing that it is infinite and omnipresent. You have no life of your own. You have no health of your own. It's God's life. It's God's health. Stop working on a personal life. God is living itself, manifested as infinite individuality. It's God's life, God's health, God's being, God itself formed. Drop these concepts. Become a beholder. God will reveal its life. I am the life. You have no companions of your own. We said that last week. God is the only companion. God is the only life. God itself is living itself as itself everywhere. And God is infinite individuality, expressing, manifesting in an infinite variety of forms. Always the one life. And God does reveal itself as the omnipresence. We start to commune with one life with many faces. And one of those faces is mine. Because thou art ever with me, all that I have is thine. Which means that my presence is thy presence. My life is thy life. My fulfillment is thy fulfillment. And here we were thinking in terms of trying to get God to fulfill our lives. But now we're taking the larger step. We are surrendering the concept of a personal life. Now, Father, it is thy life. It is thy love. It is thy wisdom. It is thy intelligence. It is thy presence. It is thy spirit. My function is to be still enough to feel that presence, to become consciously aware of God living itself. God manifest as an infinite individual being. This is Christ. And Christ is the only identity. God individualized. And so we are coming to the understanding that we are making this transformation, this transition within. We are coming out of the belief, the tomb of mortality. We are becoming beholders, witnesses, as God reveals itself infinitely to our awareness. And anyone else that presents a problem to us, we must do this same thing. We must sit down and recognize, here again is the one illusion, because there's only one, the belief in a personal life, somehow trying to reach God. Am I going to get caught up in this whirlwind and go around and around, never really getting anywhere? No. No, I'm done with that. I have decided to follow the Master's voice and cease from anyone whose breath is in their nostril. I have decided to follow the Master who walked this path before me and revealed that it is I. No longer be afraid. I have decided, even if I can't see it at the moment, I can stand on the truth that this that is appearing to me is another belief, another form of the belief that there's a separate self and God. I have decided to lay down that life. In order that I may find the one infinite everywhere self. In order to have the conscious awareness, the actual experience of the one self. God's self, living itself as itself infinitely. Do you remember how we started this path, or how we should have started this path, if we were following the directions? We started this path by practicing the presence. We started by realizing, first thing in the morning, as a wave is one with the ocean, so am I one with God. As a sunbeam is one with the sun, so am I one with God. I and the Father are one. And then we practiced before we went out the door in the morning on the way to work or to the store. God is just as much on the other side of this door as he is on this side. Whithersoever thou goest, I will go. Do you remember that? We tried to remember, with each bite of food we took, that without God it wouldn't be possible. God's grace is providing this. All of this was our beginning steps at recognizing the omnipresence of God, that God is everywhere present. And then we added to that the ability to meditate. And if we practiced it thoroughly and consistently, eventually we reached the place where our contemplation came to an end. And suddenly, for a second, we felt something. This omnipresence that we had been declaring throughout the day, we actually had a little glimpse of it, a feeling of it. Now you can see at this point, there was still two of us. One practicing that presence, listening for that presence, and then the actual feeling of that presence. As we continued, we began to see that when problems came up, we could make contact with that presence. And in some way we didn't understand, in a way we knew not of, the problem was dissolved. But there were still two of us. One going into the temple with a problem, and one making contact with the transcendental presence, and then seeing that problem dissolved. All of that was steps in this direction. First to realize that presence, and then to touch that presence, feel that presence, and finally to see that we could consciously, almost at will, make contact and commune with that presence. Well, now here we are, maybe several months, maybe several years later, maybe many years later, and we are being instructed to go another step farther. We are being instructed to make the fantastic discovery that that presence, all of this time, is our very own capital S self, our very own consciousness. That presence we declared, and that presence we felt, and that presence we rested in, is the only presence. That presence is your presence, my presence. There is only one infinite presence, and now we are discovering that that presence is what I am. There is no far-off God, and there never was. The presence of God is what I am. And of course, we understand that I that we are declaring is consciousness, never a personal sense of self, because that's the illusion. The I that we are declaring is consciousness, infinite consciousness. And so we have come full circle, and we have discovered that all the time and throughout eternity, the only presence was our very own consciousness. Infinite God consciousness, living itself as itself everywhere. And perhaps now we are ready to take the Master's instructions. He who loses his life shall find this eternal presence. Now our job is becoming a transparency for that presence to live itself in all of the affairs of living. That's the only task that is left. being a transparency through which God itself can live itself. Only now we understand being a transparency means having no concepts of a personal life. If there are no concepts of a personal life, which is the only illusion there is, then you are a complete opening. And God uses such an opening. This is where God expresses itself. And you are consciously aware of God living itself as you, through you, as your consciousness. This breaks even more of the illusion, and you become even more of an opening, even more of a transparency, until you reach the place, eventually, where you dissolve completely and discover that you are infinite, infinite being itself. And you always were. Only now you have the conscious awareness of your true identity. All of this was an internal transformation. All of this was, like we were told, taking place within our own consciousness. We didn't go anywhere. We didn't have to die physically, go to some far-off heaven. All we had to do was lay down the concept of a personal life and discover the impersonal I, Christ, standing in our very midst. We make the discovery that I, in the midst of thee, am thee. Now we will discover that life is a continuous demonstration of God itself, living itself, expressing itself everywhere. Now we can be alone at perfect peace and ease. There is nothing to accomplish, nothing to attain, nowhere to go, nothing to win, nothing to overcome. Our soul finds rest in thee. And how beautiful it is, how wonderful. I can't really describe it to you, but to feel that presence flow into your being and out and back to itself and in and out until there's one presence here. And you know you have found what you were searching for. There are no more problems to meet, no personal life to repair. There's just this rest and the flowing back and forth, in and out, and a communing with the one infinite self, the one presence. And not for any reason, not for anything, just enjoying, basking in the sunlight of the Spirit. And how beautiful it is. Heaven attained. God itself, living itself as your conscious awareness, as your consciousness. It truly is a peace that dissolves all understanding. It really does raise the dead. It really does restore the lost years of the locusts. It really does reveal the land of milk and honey. It really is a comforter, a wonderful, beautiful comfort, a genuine inner feeling of assurance and rest, a complete feeling of peace. This is the experience of the Father meeting you halfway and falling on your neck and kissing you and saying, "Welcome home. Oh, how I love thee." And now there's nothing to do but to be still and rest back on this sea of spirit, cradled in the everlasting arms. We are left with a feeling of love. Just love, flowing in and out and around and out and through. And we recognize it is the Father's love for the Son, and the Son's love for the Father. And these have become one infinite, everywhere love. Oh, how beautiful thou art. I could sing praises everlasting. There truly is no place like home. In the bosom of the Father.